His head high and his chest puffed out like a small man, Keem walks over to Paw and stands quietly next to him. Letting go of Chu and Gek, Paw stoops down and lays both hands on Keem's shoulders. As Keem's face crumbles, Paw's face is rigid and calm.
"Look after your ma, your sisters, and yourself," he says.
Paw walks away with a soldier on either side of him. I stand there and wave to him. I watch Paw's figure get smaller and smaller, and still I wave to him, hoping he will turn around and wave back. He never does. I watch until his figure disappears into the horizon of red and gold. When I can no longer see Paw, I turn around and go inside our house, where Ma sits in the corner of the room, crying. I have seen Paw leave the house many times in Phnom Penh, but I have never seen her this upset. In my heart, I know the truth, but my mind cannot accept the reality of what this all means.
Ma, don't cry. The soldier said Pa will be back tomorrow morning.
I lay my hand on hers. Her body shakes at my touch. I walk outside to where my siblings are sitting on the step and sit next to Chu, who holds Gek in her arms. Together, we wait for Pa, sitting on the stairs, staring at the path that took him away. We pray it will bring Pa back to us tomorrow. As the sky turns black, the clouds rush in to hide all the stars. On the steps, Chu, Keem, Gek, and I sit, waiting for Pa, until Ma orders us in to sleep. Inside the hut, I lie on my back, my arms folded across my chest. Chu and Keem breathe deeply, quietly, but I do not know if they are asleep. Ma is on her side, facing Chu. She has one arm around Gek, and the other rests above Gek's head. Outside, the wind blows in the branches, and the leaves rustle and sing to each other. The clouds part, and the moon and stars shine and give life to the night. In the morning, the sun will come up, and the day creatures will wake. But for us, time stands still that night. I wake up the next morning to see Ma sitting on the steps. Her face is swollen, and she looks like she has not slept all night. She is crying softly to herself and is miles away.
Ma, is Pa back yet?
Not answering me, she squints her eyes and continues to look at the path that took Pa away.